Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
A very, really scary ordeal happened to an 88-year-old lady right here in KZN. She survived a terrifying ordeal in her home in Port Shepstone on Good Friday. When the rest of us were having family time, enjoying things, living our best life, she was forced at gunpoint to cook a meal for an intruder before he wrapped himself in her blanket and watched TV for almost 3 hours. Now, on the line with me right now, I have her son, Roy Anderson. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. How are you? I'm great. I mean, this is such a sad ordeal. I mean, you wouldn't wish this on anybody. And this happened to your mom.
Yeah. That's very terrible. Shame. You know, she's very traumatized now about it. But, yeah, it's just unbelievable. You know, I just can't believe that the cheek that he had was to go then put a gun to it and said, open your fridge and cook me food. And yeah, it's just horrible. Yeah.
Roy, walk us through exactly what happened on that day. What happened? How did this guy get in? All of it.
She lives right on the beach. It's actually in the Southport area. And he took a pole and he forced the burglar bars open on her veranda that overlooks the sea. And she's kind of deaf, and when we had that big storm on Friday, she was closed. She closed the blinds, and she never locked the interleading gate that goes into the lounge because there are gates there, security gates. But he forced it open, and obviously she didn't hear him, and she just pulled the door closed and made herself some coffee and came back and sat in the lounge. The next minute, door opened from the veranda, and he came in with a gun. He just ran and put it to her head, and he asked her, I need money. I want money, and where's your safe? And a whole lot of things. Eventually, she had to. He put the gun to her head and go to each bedroom, and he took everything, ransacked the whole house, emptied all, took all her jewelry. Then he asked for money, and it was her birthday about 2 weeks ago, so we all gave her money for her birthday, which she had in her wallet. He took the wallet with the money inside there, and ransacked whatever he could. Then he went to the fridge, as I've just said, and put the gun to her, and he said, "You took a piece of boerewors out," and he said, "You cook this," and he made her cook it. And then he went and sat in the lounge where she was sitting watching TV, and he ate the boerewors in front of her. And then he went to her bedroom, and he says that he wants a blanket. So he took her nice, big, thick blanket off the bed, and he wrapped himself in that. He was obviously wet from the rain. But he sat there from 7 o'clock till 20 past 9. And then he made her get up and close all the curtains. And he left the way he came in, and he made her turn the lights off. And he climbed out and was gone. And then she could only phone me then, so she'd been gone through that for about 2.5 hours.
That is unbelievably awful.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it.
And how is she doing right now?
Very traumatized. Every day it's worse. This morning until 3 o'clock, I see she was on her phone, so she's obviously can't sleep. She's a nervous wreck, yeah. It's just it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And there's been no leads on catching this guy at all?
No leads. They brought the dogs there, but with it raining so hard, they must have lost the trail of the guy with the smell of it because they just gave up on trying to find him. But it was just one single guy, and all my mom keeps saying to me is she can just remember these big white eyes, the way they were staring around the house at her with this blanket wrapped around next to her. And every time she tried to move, he just lifted the gun against her.
Oh, my goodness. When this was all happening, was he aggressive?
No, not at all. He wasn't aggressive. Not at all to her. He actually... She was actually quite surprised that Nancy was too, because I'm surprised he didn't assault her or anything. Normally, it could have got worse than that. So we're grateful she's not injured, but she's going through a bit of very traumatized now.
Absolutely. I mean, not only did this man break into our house, he forced her to cook, also took her blanket, sat in the spot she sits all the time watching TV, got into her bed. I mean, that's if that is not the most, like, invasion of privacy on another level, all of this is at gunpoint, it is absolutely horrific. Is she receiving counseling or something like that?
No, my mother's not worried about it. She actually, when I saw her, she wasn't so traumatized that they're not. It's just getting worse and worse and worse now, but We need to take her to the doctor because I can see she's trembling every day. But she just doesn't want to listen and go to the doctor. But we will organize some counseling in that for her when she's feeling a little bit better.
I mean, the cheek of it all to come in and say, cook for me and even take out the meat.
Yeah. That's, I can't believe it. And then the police came and took fingerprints of the fridge to see if they could find fingerprints, but there was nothing. They couldn't find any fingerprints, but he ransacked all her jewelry boxes, all lying on the floor, all over the house, with everything. It's just we don't know what he took, how much stuff he took. She can't remember because she's at 88 and And she's deaf. She's got two hearing aids. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
Is she fearful he'll come back?
Well, that's about 2 weeks ago they broke in as well. But there was about four or five of them. They forced another window open, another burglar guard with another pole. But there was, she said she only heard the noise on the veranda when she was sleeping. She heard a noise and she said, "What's that?" And she heard them running out the house, but she was too scared to go and see what the story was. So that there was also reported to the police who came. So it's the second time she's had it now, but this time she was a witness to it all.
Sure. I mean, these kind of stories, I read about them in the U.S. where criminals break in and get people to cook for them. I mean, that's the kind of thing you hear about in America.
Yeah.
To hear that it's happened right here in KZN is quite crazy.
Yeah. And he didn't finish the boerewors either. He just left half. And then, as I say, I tried to get fingerprints off the bowl that she cooked it in because he's holding a casserole bowl and just pointed the gun at her while he ate it. And just watched TV for the hour and a half or 2 hours.
And that's all he had, boerewors, no, nothing.
That's all he had, was a roll of boerewors. He took it and he said, "I want that, and you cook it for me." And she cooked that for him.
And what did he watch on the TV? Because I believe he watched some TV.
I don't know what he watched. Was ever on, because as I say, I wasn't there. But my mom watches, she normally watches all the sport or whatever like that. So what he watched, I don't know.
That is crazy. But so from around 7 p.m., you say, till 9?
7 p.m., and she phoned us at 9:30, and he left at about 9:20.
Oh, my goodness.
And he took her cell phone, I forgot to say. Took her cell phone, and he took her card out the cell phone. And he said, "There's your card." And he went and put the card down, and he just took the cell phone. So she said, "Please don't take my cell phone." He said, "I'll take the TV or the cell phone." So she said, "I'll take the cell phone."
Oh, my goodness.
But she's got a landline, so she phoned us from the landline. Yeah. But he even took the card out, and it was quite nice of him to leave the card for her.
Wow. Jeez. My goodness. I hope they find this guy, Roy. The
boerewors
eating, gun wielding, sleeping on your bed, freak, crook, and broke in.
He seems rather experienced with this guy, I think.
Clearly. Goodness. Yeah, I hope they catch him. I hope they do catch
him. Yeah, me too. They can bring him to me first.
You sort him out.
I will, Carol.
Well, Roy, thank you so much for chatting to us and sending lots and lots of love to Mommy. I hope she will be okay, and I'm sure as she's replaying it in her mind, I think that is probably what's traumatizing her more and more.
Yeah,
is just replaying it in your mind what actually had occurred. You know,
yeah,
the smell, everything of everything that happened.
Yeah.
You know,
she just says when she lies in the bed, she can see that the whites of his eyes. She says were so white, and his eyes were wandering all over.
Oh my!
And she sleeps and she lies in her bed, and she can just see those eyes, and that. And I can see she's not sleeping because I can see on the WhatsApp the time she looks at her phone. And you can see 1 o'clock. And then she's 3 o'clock this morning. She was on her cell phone looking at her phone. So,
I'm sure she's...
Yeah.
Well, sending lots of love to her.
I will, Carol. Thank you very much.
And to the family. Thank you so much, Roy, for speaking to us.
Pleasure. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thank you too. Bye.
Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.